Return to the Lost World by Steve Barlow and Steve Skidmore, read by Graham Seed. In 1933, Germany, still smarting from its defeat in the Great War, has a new leader, Adolf Hitler. Fascist governments are rising in many parts of the world, which seems once more to be heading towards global conflict. But it is also a year of marvels. Mighty ocean liners and gigantic seaplanes crisscross the world's oceans. This is the new scientific age, an age of discovery, invention, adventure, and deadly danger. Chapter 1, Hunter, Tyrol Mountains, Austria, May 1933. The harsh cry of a peregrine falcon brought Luke Challenger's head up with a jerk. The bird was gliding high above him, dark, sleek and dangerous, against the snow-whitened crags of the surrounding mountains. With a startled coo and a clutter of wings, the pigeon that had been investigating Luke's discarded sandwich wrapper took to the air and fled across the meadow, heading for the safety of a stand of pine trees at its edge. Instantly, the falcon folded its wings and stooped, diving at breathtaking speed. Where the flight paths of the birds intersected, there was a brief explosion of feathers. Then the falcon, flying more heavily now with the limp body of its victim clutched in its talons, rose slightly to clear the tops of the trees and disappeared from sight. Luke gave an involuntary shudder. Nick Malone.